This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Pop music nowadays is increasingly dominated by producers, the people who shape the sound of a recording. A lot of that sound is coming from the world of what is known as electronic dance music, or EDM, the working hours of which are not, shall we say, conventional.
I didn't get to bed too late last night. Last night was about 2:30. That's kind of average. Usually it's like 4 or 5.
That's a guy named Wesley Pence. He had a cup of coffee in front of him, some green juice thing, and a big glass of water when we talked. But if you're a fan of EDM, you know him better as Diplo. He's a DJ, a music producer, and he runs a record label. Thanks for coming in.
How you doing?
I'm good. I guess the first question I have is what to call you, Wesley Pence, Diplo, Major
yeah.
Lazer. I mean, you are out there under a variety of brand names.
I wear a lot of hats, but yeah. you can call me Diplo here, because that's the main artist that I come as.
How did you come up with that name?
This girl nicknamed me this when I was in high school, and it kind of stuck.
She nicknamed you Diplo?
It was Diplodocus. It's the short form of this dinosaur name. I'm still looking for a name. If someone wants to email me some new...
There you go. They can get to our Facebook page and
yeah,
we'll
hit them on Facebook.
I wonder if we should describe for people what it looks like when you are up there in a club or wherever you are doing that DJ thing. Because you got a computer, you got a bunch of keyboards, you've got some... you could be writing some weird, crazy computer code. It's kind of bizarre.
There's a lot going on. It could also look like you're just on your email. But I think the main role for a DJ to really have a great party is to have, you know, communication and chemistry with an audience in a club, just like a good performer does.
I want to hear some stuff you've done, and I want to go to the Major Lazer thing
let's
that
go.
We've got queued up. Let's hit it. It's a thing called Watch Out For This. So there's man, there's a lot in there. There's Jamaican stuff. There's
some salsa.
Electronic beats in there. I mean, I know this is going to sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
If I walked into a club and I was a club aficionado, would I be able to tell that it was you?
I think my style, you can immediately hear my style. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm really eclectic. Where like that song you just played has references of house music, electronic music, salsa, reggae. Major Lazer is a mashup of all these kinds of things.
Talk to me for a second about being a guy who runs a record label in 2014.
Well, that means a lot of things, because a small label like what we have at Mad Decent, that's my label's name, is difficult. We almost folded a couple years ago. It's really hard to stay alive.
Yeah.
But and the music industry has changed a lot. We can find money in different places now. There's streaming revenue. There's a lot of publishing money when you get a sync or a license for a commercial or a video game, which happens a lot for us.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the touring aspects.
How much time do you spend on the business versus how much do you spend on the music?
You know, I hate being on email all day, like, right, you know, answering.
Welcome to my life,
it's crazy. But
I know.
I like, wait for the weekends when no one emails me. I'm just traveling, and I'm working in hotel rooms. I'm working on airplanes on music.
So where's the money then for you, right? Is it DJing? Is it touring with Major Lazer? Is it the label?
The label doesn't... I don't make any money from my record label.
All right, well, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Well, the label does make income, but I've never really taken a salary. Uh-huh. I've actually released music on my label. A lot of the money for me personally comes from my touring, you know, but the label I do make a lot of money from as an artist on the label. Funny enough, I'm also an artist. I'm Mad Decent. My releases come out, so I will take a check every quarter that's decent from the releases I put on my own label.
I want to hear another thing that you've produced. This isn't you. This is track you produced with MIA. It's called Paper Planes. Let's hear that, and I want to talk about producing music. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. All right, you know what? So
hey.
I like that better than I like your stuff.
Hey, that is my stuff, man. Technically.
So walk me through that. Somebody comes to you and says, hey, man, I want you to produce my record.
Well, you know.
How does that work? What happens?
That's one of the first records I ever produced that got big. It was a really strange record to get big, but it showed me that, like, there's some, maybe I'm doing something right. The background of the record is a Clash record. I love the Clash.
Yeah.
Even today, as for what I do with Major Lazer and this reggae hybrid stuff, they're one of my favorite groups to really break down boundaries and create music out of mixing things together.
I mean, that's the interesting part, right? This whole thing that you do in EDM and a lot of your stuff is the sampling of other stuff. Yeah. Just playing short snippets of it.
When you find a loop like that one we had from the Clash song, I would play it for like 30 minutes. I could hit a loop and it wouldn't get boring. So I developed a beat and a bass line around that because I knew it was an earworm. Like it would stick in your head.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know when you hear a record or another artist, do you have a gut thing? Yes, that's it. Or, yeah, not for me.
I hope so. I mean, I hope that that's a lot of times I've banked on records that didn't do well, though, you know. But I think that essentially we've had a good track record at the label with the artists that I produce. So I hope that that's the one skill I have in the music industry.
Wesley Pence, Diplo, Major Lazer, Mad Decent is the album, is the label.
Label.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.